Flight Check says listening.
Yeah.
Route.
Where exactly in route?
Driveway.
Okay, so I am just about to pass the front of the building, and I'm going to run over to Skin's Hot Dogs on Pelham, grab me a couple of dogs, and then I'll be right back there, okay?
Well, yeah, no problem. Sally was home, and she made a sandwich, so I was obliged to sit and eat lunch with her.
Well, that sounds like a domestically well-trained, well, should I say, well-trained, domestically correct woke husband.
Especially because I left the radio on at the house, and she can probably hear me.
Yeah, you're a smart guy.
That's something, yeah. Go get your hot dogs. I'll see you in a little while.
Got traffic there for a second. It's just no fun when you catch one of these little subcompacts in the treads of your truck and it goes womp, 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 womp down the road. So, yeah, I'm about half a mile off of Pelham Road, and I'll grab those dogs and be right back over there.
No problem, Steve. Well, I'll see you there shortly.
Okay.
Ish XS. You southern folk.
But Captain Picard said on Star Trek, you must assimilate.
No, Captain Picard was make it so. The Borg was you will be assimilated.
No, no, no. You check back in your Star Trek stuff? In one of the movies, when the Borg got a hold of him and had all that stuff on him, he told Riker, you must assimilate.
Because I don't think that was in the movies. I think that was in one of the episodes where he became Locutus. And, yeah. I'm a Star Trekkie, so I know these things.
A slip of the tongue. You are correct. It was an episode. But, yeah, he told Riker he must assimilate.
Oh, very good. Now let me get back to warp speed here. Make it so.
Good listening.
K8HAN.
Jump in there, guy.
I just wanted to know, you know, you sound good. I'm glad you guys straightened that out.
Are we both correct?
I am proud to say I have no idea.
He's of the wrong vintage.
I wouldn't know that. I don't know the gentleman. Name here is Dave. Calls are KB2HXS. I mean, GER. And, yes, I am a trekker. Because they don't call them Trekkies anymore. They call them Trekkers for whatever reason. But, yeah, I've been watching. I'm all the way back from the original Star Trek. In fact, I am so much of a Star Trek person that I actually have an original series communicator that Bluetooths to my phone.
Well, it's nice to meet you. My name's Brian, K-N-H-A-N. I'm in Greenville. I do more listening than talk, and I've heard both you guys out there before. I enjoy a good Star Trek episode once in a while, but I couldn't tell you too much about anything. I know who Picard is. I know who Riker is, and Riker or whatever, and I know who the Borg are, and that's about as far as it goes.
In the right direction. At least you're not a Snore Wars fan.
To Disney.
Bingo, Bubba.
All right, go get your hot dog, Steve. I'll see you in a little while. KB2HXS.
That's K8HAN. I'm out.
All righty, we'll see you. KB2HXS listening out.
Hey, Brian, you need to jump in there with us some, bud. Don't be a silent listener. Be an observer. Be a participant. And I agree with you. As far as Disney goes, with stuff that they're doing lately on the politics front, nah. They are now, shall we say, persona non grata.
At the rails, for sure. My understanding, though, is that their parent corporation also owns Fox News, which is crazy.
I'll tell you something. Even Fox News is taking a left turn here of the evenings. Not of the late evenings, but of the middle of the afternoons. And I got a few on there that kind of go left a little bit. So, anyhow, I think they're all just covering all their bases. Make sure they can get all the, what are the, I can't think of the name of that. The ratings. Who is the ratings group?
Maybe Nielsen, Nielsen ratings?
Bingo. Yeah, they're just all after those high ratings so they can charge more for advertising. All right, I'm about to pull into the hot dog place. Hey, you guys take it easy. Brian, jump in there with us, bud. 73 is KN4, VWA, I'm clear.
73 is to you. I would jump in there more, but my ride to and from work's only about 10 minutes, so I don't get a whole lot of time in the car. Maybe I just need a base station. I don't know. But anyway, bon appetit. Enjoy those hot dogs, and you guys have a good afternoon. That's KHAN out.
And you gotta take a long way around to work. Yeah, make it a 30-minute ride. KB2HXS.
Two, if anybody's still listening, KC4SKD.
I am still here. I've got about a 13-minute ride to get my destination. I'm still here.
I've been a Star Trek fan since about 1970 or something. No, earlier than that. I caught one of the original series episodes while it was in production.
Older. I remember the originals. My wife and I and her son, we go, when we were living in Florida, we went to Orlando every year to the MegaCon, which is a big sci-fi anime type. It was a fun place to go with people in their costumes and stuff.
One Star Trek convention, and it's just a teeny tiny one. And then I went to some place where they showed some of the bloopers, and George Takei was there.
Between him and William Shatner, I don't know if Walter Koenig is still alive or not, but I think they're like the only three left. Everybody else gone from the original series.
I wonder if Nichelle Nichols is still around.
I don't know if she's still alive or not. I know, let's see, DeForest Kelly passed. Leonard Nimoy just passed a couple of years ago. And I don't know.
He has passed, and there's four of the original left. And, I tell you what, it was definitely an understatement to say it's a series that changed a lot of people forever.
Gene Roddenberry had a good vision, you know, equality.
The things that I never thought of before, like time travel. No, you don't want to mess with time travel and go changing things. Bad idea.
Yeah, we're all time travelers. We're traveling into the future. That's about the only thing I can see.
I tell you, when the original series came on at our house, everything else shut down. Nothing else was done. And as a kid, if we were visiting friends or relatives, I would take over their TV and watch it.
I actually see the first run of the original series. I'm more of a, I watch the, you know, the reruns when they were on in the 70s and 80s and stuff. You know, I was a little young when they first came out.
As a kid, I remember my dad watching it, and, you know, I was too young to really get interested in it. I was more concerned about playing with little train toys and, you know, little model airplanes and stuff like that. But when it came on in the 70s and reruns, and I started watching it and saw what it was all about, I was hooked instantly and have been ever since.
Oh, yeah. And I was a Star Wars fan, too, so if you're hearing me, Steve. And Battlestar Galactica and all the Buck Rogers in the 25th century and all that kind of, or 24th, whatever the heck it was, 24th century.
Above, there was a little series that came on sometime around 1978 called Adam Quark. Do you remember that one?
Which one was that?
It's called Adam Quark, Quark. It was kind of it was ridiculously stupid. It was so funny, but what he did, he essentially piloted a giant garbage truck and went around space and collected up garbage.
I remember. I tell you what, though, if you're a sci-fi buff, two of the shows I've been watching on Amazon Prime is Warehouse 13 and Eureka. if you're, you know, somewhat of a sci-fi buff, things like that. Those are two pretty good shows to watch, and you know, do a little bit of binge watching on those.
Okay. KC4SKD said that.
Yeah, he said, I loved Eureka. That was a great little show. You never knew what to expect. And it wasn't completely stupid. I love Eureka because it was always something new. And it had a love story in it. And it had pretty much everything you'd want. And it wasn't completely stupid like Lost in Space was.
Not Lost in Space. The most favorite part about it was the ending theme song, because Star Trek came on right after that.
Dave? I'm over here in this stupid Pelham Road traffic. Man, this place is crazy.
I'm heading that way quickly as I can.
Over the bridge, and as soon as I hit the other side of the bridge and get on Parkway, I'll be there in less than 3 minutes. So, I'll see you over there, bud. K and 4 VWA, y'all carry on. I'm stuffing my face with hot dogs.
Comment for that. All right, Steve. K and 4 VWA in a group, KB2HXS.
24SKD, do y'all remember a series called Space 1999? I think that was a British production.
Yes, that was with two of the people from Mission Impossible.
Martin Landau.
And his wife, Barbara Bain.
You're right. Well, now listen, I'm going to take you way back. Do y'all remember Fireball XL5?
Marionette?
Yeah, that was one of the really common over in Britain.
Thunderbirds.
I have to look that up.
All right. Let me see if I'm doubling with Steve. Good. Yeah, I was just watching the Thunderbirds. I think they were on Amazon Prime just recently. That was a pretty cool show. I enjoyed that. And you can't forget Quantum Leap and a few other those sci-fi shows. I think Stargate and all that.
Wait, I got to duck out here. I got to sign for it and make some phone calls. But hope y'all have a good rest of the day. Weather's absolutely gorgeous, and it's been good chatting with you. KC4SKD, I'm clear on your file.
KB, good to meet you. KB2HXS. Go ahead there, Steve. You still in there?
Yeah, we just doubled. I said, I'll see you over the building, K and 4BWA. I'm clear.